insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another of our programs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this session with the understanding of some of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
For those who haven't been listening to these series, we had arrived at verse 64, which along with 63 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains yet another of the special blessings that He has given Bani Israel. And again, for those who haven't been listening to this series, from verse 40 onward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Bani Israel of these special blessings. And we said numerously that these stories are to benefit us as well, not just to say, oh, Bani Israel was like this and they did this and they did that. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He has actually addressed Bani Israel, which they believe that because we are Bani Israel, we are the chosen people, and we will come to the verse that they claim that God will not burn us in hellfire except for maybe some of us for a very short period of time, and nobody's going to be going to paradise except for us. There is no such relationship between God and anybody, not just Bani Israel. We can't say we are Muslim and therefore we're going to be going to paradise. No, verse 62 of this surah gave us the criterion. Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day and acts righteously, then they will be going to paradise and they will not be punished in the hereafter. So that's the benefit of these verses and these stories, that we need to look at the points, and that's what we are trying to explain. In verse 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that He takes an oath from Bani Israel that they act according to the commandments that He has given Prophet Musa. And when some people from the Jewish tribes wanted to question that and say, no, we don't want to do that, why do we have to take this oath? Another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was shown to them, which was the rise of the mountain. That He showed the power that if He wills, this mountain could collapse on the people and destroy all of them. So they decided to make the pledge and accept that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the command came that take what we've given. It's for your own benefit. You may become God-wary. You may become muttaqi. If you become muttaqi, as we said, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be understood and taken in by the muttaqeen. So in 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then after that, you turned away. Again, mentioning the special blessings, Bani Israel again reject that special blessings. And we said numerously again, as we have in our narrations, and logically this is the case, it is not talking about all of Bani Israel, but the reason it is attributed to Bani Israel is that a good number of people did that in Bani Israel, and Bani Israel are addressed in these verses. So after they turned away from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they broke the pledge. They turned away from their pledge, which was to act according to these commandments. They rejected that again afterwards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have punished them, could have destroyed them, but فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If it were not for God's grace and His mercy, you surely would have been among the losers. So again, the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse 65, another story is mentioned of along the same lines, and it's one of the applications, one of the examples of what is mentioned in verse 64. In other words, the oath is taken from by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Bani Israel to act according to the commandments. They rejected. How did they reject? One of their rejections is this: وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. And certainly you know those of you who violated the Sabbath. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Whereupon we said to them, be you spurned apes. Interesting wording of the Holy Quran. So, وَلَقَدْ. There's two emphases. In English it just says, and certainly. The Arabic grammar or the Arabic language is a very rich language. There's a lot of different types of emphasis that could be put in one statement. There's two emphases in this statement. Wa la qad. La and qad are both emphases. Certainly, two emphases. That alimtum alladhina atadaw minkum. You know about those who violated the Sabbath. This is a famous story amongst you. You know what happened to them. They were supposed, one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said people on Sabbath, which by the way, Sabbath, now I don't know what it is in Aramaic or Hebrew, the word Sabbath, but in Arabic, the word that is used is as-sabt. Sabt means Saturday, okay? Because the reason why I say that is sometimes, or a common understanding is of Sabbath is that it's a special ritual that's supposed to be done on Saturday. But it is not such. It is actually the special command that they had about Saturday itself. Saturdays are not supposed to work. They're not supposed to do things. One of the groups of people that were addressed by these verses were the people that lived by the seashore, and what they did was they would be fishers. They would fish, they would take fish out of the sea and sell them to people and make money off of that. So they were supposed to also act according to this and not work on Saturdays. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to narrations, tested these people. They started seeing and realizing that there's more fish on Saturdays compared to the other days of the week. So it was difficult for them to act according to this law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they did, they thought, okay, we can't go against this, we've made the pledge. At the same time, we can't go around and neglect the fact that there's going to be a lot more fish on Saturdays and we could make a lot more money off of that. So what are we going to do? We can play around the rules and make a loophole for ourselves. Like they thought they could make a loophole for themselves. So what they did was they made these little pools by the seashore, little ponds, you could say, artificial ponds, that there was a waterway from the sea or from the river that would connect to these artificial ponds that they had. On Saturdays, they would open the gate to that for the fish to come in. Then they would close it. Next day on Sunday, they had a whole bunch of fish. They didn't have to work too much to gather those fish. On the other days, they didn't have so many fish that they could, you know, just open that gate and have a whole bunch of fish in those ponds. So they would go fishing outside of those areas. So they fooled around with that law. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in this life for what they did, for playing around and making fun of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that, yeah, this is something, it's a game, there's nothing serious about this. He told us not to go fishing on Saturdays. Well, we're not going to do that. We'll have one of our slaves or whatever, whoever the person was, to just, open the gate on Saturdays for the fish to go in there. We didn't do anything. We didn't fish or anything like that. We just lifted a gate. Now we put it back down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished those people in this life, and they were turned into monkeys, apes. There's a lot of points that we need to note from this for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made laws for us, for our own benefit. Something that unfortunately is seen is that people, especially those that are more attached to the dunya, that are more attached to the extravagance and the worldly benefits that they have, the nice and sparkly things around them in this world, they try to look for loopholes. They try to know the laws to think of and find some way to go around them and not actually, especially when it comes to rules of income, whether it's not to work, not to do something, a job that we're not supposed to take, or some money that we have to pay, like khums, for example, trying to find loopholes around it. The spirit of practicing and doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do is a very, very good spirit. We have mentioned in these series a number of times, we forget to remind ourselves that the person who's actually giving us the benefits in this life, giving us the sustenance, the money, the jobs, the continuation of the job and the pay and all of that, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a Quranic fact. It is a rational fact. It takes a lot of premises and a lot of introductory statements and a lot of sciences to learn to reach that conclusion, to understand that rational explanation behind this point that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that provides everything. But because we deal with our employer, with the government that taxes us, with the stores that charge money for whatever they do, for the goods that we need to buy and all of that, because these are the things that we deal with regarding our sustenance, we tend to forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides for us. So we look for these loopholes and trying to find ways. It is good to know the law, and where the law doesn't apply, that I don't have to pay the khums, well, I don't have to pay the khums. But having this spirit of, it being difficult to pay these payments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory on us for our own good, or not getting into the job opportunities that he has told us these are harmful for you and you're not supposed to get into these, finding loopholes around that is not a good spirit. So this is one point. There's other points that, because of the shortage of time, I will have to leave for the following session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the deep understanding and also the courage and the ability to practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubin. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubin. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين